Imagine falling 2 miles from the sky as your plane disintegrates around you. This was 17-year-old Julianne Kopka's reality when she crashed into the Peruvian jungle. Instead of succumbing to panic, her first thought upon seeing the treetops below was that they looked just like cauliflowers. This curious observation marked the beginning of her 11-day solo journey through the Amazon to safety, while other survivors who waited for rescue perished. What separated Julianne from those who died wasn't equipment or even training, but something far more fundamental, her mindset. Why do some people survive extreme situations while others perish? This question has fascinated military personnel, adventurers, and business leaders alike. The answer isn't found in physical strength or specialized gear, but in the invisible architecture of our minds, the neural pathways and emotional responses that determine whether we'll freeze in terror or find clarity in chaos when disaster strikes. Fear is necessary, but must be controlled. As one fighter pilot noted, if you taxi to the cat and don't have a knot in your stomach, there's something wrong. Our emotional system wields extraordinary power, enough to lift 500-pound rocks when trapped or tear control columns from crashing planes. Think of emotion as a powerful horse with reason as its jockey. He's a small man and it's a big horse. The true survivor knows when to soothe the beast and when to let it run. Under stress, cortisol floods your system, narrowing vision and impairing cognition. This explains why experienced pilots sometimes crash into carrier decks. Fear narrows their focus exclusively to the landing spot. We don't decide through pure logic. Our brains use emotional bookmarks, gut feelings providing immediate feedback without conscious thought. In split-second decisions, our emotional system finds similar past experiences and recalls associated feelings. The Claparede experiment confirmed this. His amnesiac patient refused his handshake after being pricked once, despite having no conscious memory of it. From birth, our brains develop neural networks that attach emotional values to situations, creating shortcuts that guide decisions faster than reasoning. Most accidents occur when routine mistakes happen in high-risk environments, where small errors can cascade. On Mount Hood, one climber's flip created a deadly chain reaction, pulling multiple climbers into a crevasse. Charles Perrow's normal accident theory shows disasters emerge from interacting system components. The Mount Hood accident, like the Challenger disaster, resulted from a tightly coupled system where small failures cascaded catastrophically. Mountaineering accidents typically happen during descent, when climbers are tired, when roped together without protection, and without anchors. As experts warn, a rope without fixed protection is a suicide pact. Human-machine systems fail during premature celebration, physical depletion, and difficult descents. Stress impairs judgment, while our mental models underestimate how quickly energy builds in a rope system. A simple slip can generate forces equivalent to being hit by a car, enough to rip protection from rock or break bones. Accidents often happen on the return journey, when vigilance drops, precisely when alertness is most crucial. Julianna Kopka exemplified the survivor's mindset when she fell from a disintegrating plane, observing with wonder rather than panic. Alone in the jungle, she took responsibility, made a plan, and followed rivers downhill, using knowledge from her researcher parents, walking 11 days despite harsh conditions. When hunters found Julianna, it wasn't mere luck. As Pasteur noted, luck favors the prepared mind. During the World Trade Center disaster, those who trusted their judgment over authorities' instructions to stay put improved their survival chances. After his boat sank, Stephen Callahan demonstrated exemplary survival behavior by taking decisive action while maintaining emotional control. He retrieved supplies, analyzed his situation objectively, and set achievable goals rather than fixating on his 1,800-mile drift. Callahan transformed from victim to survivor within 24 hours by celebrating small victories and maintaining resolve. The survivor's mindset involves staying humble, taking measured risks, using emotions productively, and believing in possibilities, unlike others who surrendered to despair despite having more resources. When disaster strikes, survivors progress from denial to determination. After Joe Simpson's catastrophic leg break on Peru's Siula Grande, both he and Simon Yates immediately shifted to cognitive control, creating emotional distance. Simpson transformed his desperate vertical snowwall movement into a methodical pattern, feeling detached from everything around me. This pattern-making, through chanting, marching songs, or rhythmic movement, helps survivors alter consciousness and maintain control. Lauren Elder showed similar resolve after her plane crashed in California's Sierra Nevada. "I got angry. I am going to get down from here." Despite inappropriate clothing, she hiked 36 hours through wilderness. After Yates cut the rope, Simpson fell into a deep crevasse but survived on a snow bridge. Finding himself alive, he laughed, a critical first response. Despite his broken leg, he analyzed his situation rationally. At dawn, Simpson experienced transformation when he saw a pillar of gold light through the crevasse ceiling, giving him absolute certainty. "I was going to reach that sunbeam." Survival instructor Byron Kearns found fatigue is largely psychological, more like a spiritual collapse that can lead to hypothermia and death. Survival requires operating at about 60% normal activity with frequent rest periods. Wilderness schools loss-proof children by teaching both skills and attitude. When 8-year-olds are challenged to build a fire with one match to save their hypothermic instructor, they collaborate and succeed quickly, developing empathy, observation skills, and group prioritization. Jack London's To Build a Fire shows how attitude, not skills, determines survival. The protagonist dies in extreme cold because his mindset fails him. True survival requires quiet humility and thoughtful examination of self and environment. Survivors typically progress through horror, beauty, then certainty. After her boat sank, Debbie Kiley focused on the beauty in the sky and experienced the survivor's paradox, accepting harsh reality while maintaining empathy. "I knew with absolute certainty that I was not going to die." Survival culminates in total commitment. Survival extends beyond crises into a lifelong journey. Like astronauts training ascetically for years, survivors transform fear into tools for salvation. Neil Armstrong exemplified this during the moon landing, taking manual control when needed, staying calm despite alarms and dwindling fuel while navigating through poor visibility. This demonstrates what wilderness firefighter Peter Leshock calls certain nobility, dignified behavior in life-threatening situations. True survivors remain players, fighters, and helpers throughout, like flight attendant Amy Sweeney on 9/11, who calmly reported hijacker information until her final moments. Modern fighter pilots embody this discipline and humility. Unlike the Top Gun stereotype, they're academically elite and approach danger with respect, not bravado. As one captain noted, "We are officers first, pilots second." Like Zen archery, where mastering the way exceeds hitting targets, survival emerges from integrity. Ultimately, survival stems not from luck, but from accumulated life circumstances. When facing the unthinkable, transform fear into focused action. Your greatest survival tool is your mind, not your pack.